Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 19, How One Can Be More Foolish. The Vedas Personified continued to pray. From the subject matter under discussion, we can gain a clear understanding of the difference between the impersonalists and the personalists. The impersonal conception recommends merging into the existence of the Supreme, and the voidist philosophy recommends making all material varieties void. But these philosophies are known as Mayavad. Certainly, the cosmic manifestation comes to a close and becomes void when the living entities merge into the body of Narayan to rest until another creation, and this may be called an impersonal condition. But these conditions are never eternal. The cessation of the variegatedness of the material world and the merging of the living entities into the body of the Supreme are not permanent, because the creation will take place again, and the living entities who merge into the body of the Supreme without having developed their Krishna consciousness will again appear in this material world when there is another creation. Bhagavad Gita confirms this fact. Bhukta grama saeva yung bhuktva praliyate ratri agame avashaparta prabhavati ahar agame. This material world is created and annihilated, and this is going on perpetually. And the conditioned souls who are without Krishna consciousness come back again and again whenever the material creation is manifest. But if such conditioned souls take advantage of this opportunity and develop Krishna consciousness under the direct instruction of Lord Krishna, then they are transferred to the spiritual world and do not have to come back again to the material creation. It is said, therefore, that the voidists and impersonalists are not very intelligent because they do not take shelter under the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. And because they are less intelligent, these voidists and impersonalists take to different types of austerities, either to attain the stage of nirvana, which means finishing the material conditions of life, or to attain oneness by merging into the body of Lord Krishna. But all of them again fall down because they neglect the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the author, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, after studying all the Vedic literature and hearing from all authorities, has given his opinion, Ekale Ishwar Krishna Ar Shavavritya Jare Jaiche Nachai Se Taiche Kare Nutya. His opinion is that Krishna is the only Supreme Master, and that all living entities are Krishna's eternal servants. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami's statement is confirmed in the prayers by the personified Vedas. The conclusion is, therefore, that everyone is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone is serving under the supreme direction of Lord Krishna, and everyone is afraid of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For it is out of fear of Krishna that all activities are being rightly executed. Everyone's position is to be subordinate to the Supreme Lord. And yet, Lord Krishna has no partiality in his view of the living entities. Krishna is just like the unlimited sky. As the sparks of a fire dance in the fire, similarly all living entities are like birds flying in the unlimited sky. Some of them are flying very high, Some are flying at a lesser altitude, and some are flying at still a lesser altitude. The different birds are flying in different positions according to their respective abilities to fly. But the sky has nothing to do with this ability. In Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna confirms, Yeyatāman prapadyante tāṃs tathāiva bhajāmyaham mama vartmānu vartante manushya partha sarvaśa. Krishna awards different positions to different living entities according to their proportionate surrender. This proportionate reward by the personality of Godhead to the living entities is not partiality. Therefore, in spite of the living entities being situated in different positions, in different spheres, and in different species of life, all of them are always under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And yet, Krishna is never responsible for their different living conditions. It is foolish and artificial, therefore, to think oneself equal to the Supreme Lord, and it is still more foolish to think that one has not seen God. Everyone is seeing God in his different aspects. The only difference is the theist sees God as the Supreme Personality, the most beloved, Krishna, while the atheist sees the absolute truth as ultimate death. Thus ends chapter 87, scene 19, how one can be more foolish. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.